Hi everyone, welcome to another English video. I am here in London and I have just run into another lovely English teacher, YouTube English teacher. It's Lucy.
Hello, I'm Lucy from English with Lucy and I also have an English channel.
I'm sure that a lot of my viewers also actually subscribe to you, so I'm sure they'll be very excited to see us together.
Yeah, surprise!
So, some of you might have already seen the video that we made together on Lucy's channel that was all about British slang words, and Lucy tested me to see how good my knowledge was of British slang. It was okay, but
it was pretty good, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, right now, in this video, I'm going to be testing your knowledge of Australian slang, which is where I'm from. I'm holidaying in London, and Lucy's from London, but I'm originally from Australia.
I'm looking forward to it. Let's get started.
Okay, let's get going. I've got my list here. So the first one that I'm going to ask you about is arvo.
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 Arvo. Is it like avocado?
No, that's avo.
Oh.
What if I gave you an example? I'll sing you this avo.
Afternoon.
Yes. It's really common. I'll see you this avo.
This avo? God, I would have no idea.
Okay, let's go another one. Let's talk about a servo. And in the same way, we have a slang word that's called bottle-o. Just add an O to everything in Australia.
Servo.
Bottle-o.
Okay, is a bottle-o a bottle?
A wine. It's a bottle shop. So if you're going to go to the bottle-o, you would get wine.
Okay, so a bottle-o is the bottle shop.
Yeah, you guys call it an off-license.
Off-license?
Yeah, yeah.
So servo, is that just like a normal shop?
No, it's a service station.
Ah,
like a petrol station. Yes.
My servo. Lord.
Add an O to everything.
Okay, servo.
Service station.
Yeah, makes sense.
Okay, what's next? We have, oh, I think you'll know this one. This one's easy. A mate.
A friend. We actually use that as the same. And we also like to imitate Australians by saying, good eye, mate.
Good eye, mate. If you were going to imitate an Australian, you'd be like, mate. Okay, what if I said, Barbie?
Barbecue.
Okay, good. Next one is, what if I said I was going bush?
Are you going out? To the countryside?
Ah,
to the bush.
See how the English people say we're going to the countryside, and the Australian people say we're going bush. I think you probably know this one. It's quite commonly known that we call these thongs.
Flip-flops.
Yeah.
Because thongs is a very skimpy women's underwear.
Yeah.
What do you call thongs? The underwear
ones? G-strings.
Oh yeah, G-strings. I remember I had to change my G-string for my violin.
What if I said I was going to have a durry?
Is that a delicious curry?
Ooh. No,
not a curry.
Not quite a durry.
A delicious curry. I'm going to have a durry. Is it a poo?
No.
It's a durry. No idea.
It could be a dart.
A rush?
No, these are all words for, like, a cigarette. Slang word for a cigarette.
We call a cigarette a durry.
Mm.
We call it a fag.
A fag. A ciggy. A ciggy.
Well.
A dart.
Sorry,
a durry. Or the ones that you roll.
Mm-hmm.
Rolly.
Rolly. So basically, to speak Australian, you have to end everything in either O or E.
Yeah, or A. Any vowel.
Or A.
Just let it drift up.
Leave your mouth open.
A sanga.
Sanger. I don't know.
If I said I'm going to grab a sanger.
Sandwich.
Yes.
Oh. Yes.
Sandwich is just
sanger. I didn't do too badly.
No, not at all. You actually did better than I expected. So well done.
Thank you.
So that was Australian slang. Thank you, Lucy, for helping me out with that one.
Thank you for testing me.
Yeah, well, you did okay. If you are interested to learn a bit more about British slang, you can check out the video on Lucy's channel that we made together where she tested me on my skills with British slang. So
pretty good.
Not perfect though. But the link to Lucy's channel is just underneath this video in the description. Of course, I'd love you to subscribe to my channel. You can also find me on Facebook and Instagram. And check out the website mmenglish.com for my English pronunciation and conversation training courses. Thanks for joining us, everyone, and we will see you very soon.
Bye.
Bye.